Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. It is a special edition Wine Wednesday, and I am so excited. I jumped out of bed this morning, grabbed my coffee, and I was trying to stay in the speed limit, but hurry, get to the radio station, because I am so excited to bring in Gary Saperstein this morning. I would love to thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there really is nobody like Oliver's Markets that supports local. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Oh my goodness, without further ado, Gary, quite contrary, how does the garden grow?
I am this morning. Good morning. It's great to be here.
So briefly, we touched before we were live this morning on when, how long we've known each other.
Yes.
So I had to go into that Wayback Machine, the hot tub time machine.
Right. Into the our archives in our mind.
The DeLorean or whatever we're in this morning. And talk about when I first met you, you were working at the sweetest, cutest little cafe known as Girl in the Fig.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And I had a small little winery in the Sonoma Valley called Tantalus. That is the Wayback Machine,
we
right?
We go way back.
So you got to a point when you realized that you really wanted to kind of step into a new dream that you've had. Mm-hmm. And you said, Ziggy, I have to go to lunch with you. We have to have cocktails. We have to have wine. Like, I just need to tell you this idea that I have.
Yes.
And so we sat for lunch in the quaint little courtyard at Girl in the Fig. And you said, okay, I need you to give me your honest opinion. I'm like, hello, yes. I'm a Sagittarius, like no filter. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a Sag also.
Right? And so so you said, you know, I have this idea, this dream that I can bring in so many friends and people from my community into wine country and embrace wine country from our perspective through our lens and have a gay wine weekend. And I was like, what? That is amazing. Like, how did you come up with this?
So, exactly.
So, and this weekend is what year are we celebrating?
This is literally Lucky 13, the 13th annual Gay Wine Weekend this weekend. Yes. But I do remember, you're blowing me away with that memory. And it really... It came, you know, what happened was, is I sort of was starting to lose my passion for the restaurant business. You know,
that can be easy sometimes.
I did it for so long. It's a hard life. It's a hard knock life. And, but what I was seeing over the course of the years that I was at the Girl in the Fig was actually an increase, not only LGBT tourism coming to the valley and to the county, but I also was noticing my community moving up here more and more all over the county.
Right.
And I was wondering, like, nobody's talking to us though. Nobody is literally marketing to us at all. And I didn't know why that was. And especially, you know, Mecca, the Castro, is just an hour south.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where everyone from all over the world wants to go to the Castro.
Right.
And they come up to wine country.
Right. Well, and there's been so many great wine bars in the Castro, Bubbles,
yes.
and a lot of others over the years that
exactly.
I've gone to and loved. So you definitely know you have a demographic where wine is part of their everyday living, right?
Yes, exactly. We love, like, well, I would say, you know, I mean, not only my community, but, you know, definitely it's part of our lifestyle is, you know, food and wine and bringing friends together, you know, being together community. And that was sort of the impetus for Out in the Vineyard and how it all began. And yes, I remember our lunch because I was like, who can I talk to about this? I was like, well, Ziggy's connected. She knows the industry. And yes, we sat
out
there.
And I'll give you my honest opinion.
Yes, you did. And here I am this many years later. Yeah, thank you.
I'm just so excited. So the Russian River Valley Wine Growers, as a community and as an appellation and as an organization, has really come up and stepped up to the plate and is sponsoring this weekend of incredible activities. So I would imagine that beyond the culmination of this fabulous drag queen brunch on Sunday, you have a lineup of things happening this weekend that are really, some of them once in a lifetime, some of them so unique to this weekend, but being able to go to different wineries and have different celebrations and, you know, dinners and lunches and tastings, and it'll be so educational and fun.
Exactly. It's a combination of both because a lot of people who come out here, they're looking to find new experiences that they haven't been to, if they've been here before, to go to. They want to find wines, new wines.
Right.
They want to ship wines back home or become wine club members. So it was.
But people fly in from all over the country.
All over the
country.
And the world.
That's awesome.
I've had people from England. I have someone this year coming from Turkey, is the furthest.
Wow.
I can't wait to meet him and ask him how he found out about the event, even though I think it's from a friend of his who lives here. But yeah, it's
how
really
cool.
amazing to bring my community together from like all over the country to experience, you know, what I love here, what we love here in Sonoma County.
Yes, and our everyday lives.
Yes,
and have people
get
a little taste of our everyday life to sip and swirl and savor what we have here in Sonoma County all the live long day.
And it's great to have the support of the wine industry here with, you know, La Crema is my premier sponsor.
Love.
And that's where the big Saturday night Twilight Tea Dance takes place. It's amazing, beautiful venue.
I love it there.
But like, as you said, the Russian River Valley Wine Growers, they are part of the VIP opening reception. And we have 17-ish different wineries pouring.
Yes.
Which is great.
Cool.
From, you know, Copper Six to Merriam to McCrusty.
Are there tickets available to that? If somebody wanted to just go to the reception, how that
works? Event is actually free.
Oh.
It's for all the people who purchase VIP passes.
Can go to that.
Sponsors, you know, my supporters, you know, are at that event, and all the hotel guests.
Okay.
So it said the Vintners Resort is the host hotel.
Nice.
Which we've taken over the whole hotel.
Love it.
And so it's going to be a
and
great reception.
And then what
reception.
About events on Saturday? Are there any, is there any availability for
the
listeners tuning in today?
Still has event
Ooh,
that still has tickets available because, you know, they could hold 1,000 people there at La Crema.
Yeah.
But we're like close to like 600-ish, you know, right now.
Do you know my boy Robert at La Crema Rainwater?
Yes,
I love him.
We love our Robert Rainwater.
I've known him forever and
we
followed
do.
His life and his career in the wine world.
It's amazing.
So there are tickets available for Saturday night's
event at
La Crema. What about for the drag queen brunch on Sunday?
There are some remaining. I have another like maybe 10, 15, 20 tickets left for the drag queen brunch on Sunday, which is also really important because it's a fundraiser.
Okay.
So that's where we get, we have tons of fun, but we get a little serious. But I will tell you, it's probably the most fun wine auction that you'll ever attend to. Michael Tate from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is an amazing auctioneer. He knows how to make it fun, lively, and fast.
Very cool.
And we've got 13, lucky 13, auction lots. It's a live auction.
Cool.
And everything from, you know, there's an Anderson Valley wine experience. The stay over at the Madrones there.
Ooh.
There is, you know, Bricola Vineyards has donated their guest house for up to 6 people for 2 nights with great wine tastings and a lunch and lunch
so really
in.
Fun ways to be able to support by getting live auction lots and to be able there to be there to have all the fun with the drag queens and have brunch and all that kind of stuff. So what is the website that folks can go to so they can find out more?
Well, I'll make it really easy for you. You can just go to gaywineweekend.com.
Or there you go, gaywineweekend.com. I love it.
Doesn't get easier than that.
I love that you're out in the Russian River Valley Vineyards.
Yes,
you're
we love
it. You're in my hood.
I'm in your hood now. I'm in the hood. And I would want to mention that brunch, though, it does benefit face-to-face our Sonoma County HIV AIDS Network, which does vital work in our community.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations on
Thank you, Ziggy. You
know what, looking and feeling and really sensing that you needed to go out to make a dream happen.
Yeah.
And that you did that and that you're successful. Mm-hmm. And how great is it that you get to wake up every day and do what you love to do?
I know.
Just like me.
Exactly.
We're kismet.
It's a very beautiful thing to be able to do that. And I love bringing my community together because I always say it is about community and connection.
100%. Well, that's what the wine industry really is about, is connection.
Exactly.
And like Gina Gallo told me years and years ago, she goes, Ziggy, in this lifetime, you are a connector. And at first I was like, what does she mean by that? But
yes.
We're going, you know, 20 years and now I get it.
Right. I get it. I'm right there with you.
I love that. And I love you. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm excited for this weekend. And again, the website?
Gaywineweekend.com.
I hope to see everybody at the fabulous reception this Friday. I'll be there.
3 to 6.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks, Ziggy.
Cheers.